This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's brewing coming out of the White House and down the street in Congress? And Hurricane Harvey getting ready to pack a punch. Big concerns about what kind of hurricane damage we're going to see, and they are battening the hatches, so to speak. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the snapshot of what's going on is this, the buzz in your backyard and probably mine, before we dive into Washington and that tsunami is something of a different sort. It's the hurricane. Boy, the rainfall from this hurricane is going to be life-threatening. They're talking about insane amounts of rain that could last up to 4 days. A wall of water in some places where we're talking about storm surges of 12 to 14 feet. This is insane. Maybe 35 inches of rain. More than a foot. In some places, that's what they're talking about. And, you know, here's the thing about hurricanes. And since I've been through hurricanes, I realize and know this. What's scary about tornadoes is so often we don't know, right? All of a sudden, boom, we're in the middle of a tornado. A tornado pops up. You see it off in the distance. Sometimes there's warnings that there could be tornado activity. But a hurricane, you see that eye, you see that radar, and you see nothing but swirling white, you leave. People are evacuating. Thank goodness this is nothing to mess with, because they're talking about a Cat 3 hurricane, 111 miles an hour. The winds maybe up to 120 by the time it hits middle Texas, the coastline, Friday, early Saturday. Corpus Christi, that's where it's going to be. And Corpus Christi, where Harvey could make landfall, they've already issued this voluntary evacuation order. Shelves are bare. People have cleaned out the shelves. Everywhere. Their self-serve sandbags are being delivered all over the place, and people are getting those. So they're moving as quick as they can. It's just, it looks really, really bad. The flooding could be catastrophic. It really, really could. And that's the thing. The storm surge, the hurricane conditions, the heavy rain, and how deep in it could go. Forget about where the eye is. Just look about what to be prepared for throughout the week, because it's not going to stop. So if it doesn't stop, that's what you're going to see. I was looking at the traffic through the Texas Hill Country, the drive from Corpus Christi to San Antonio. San Antonio, they're saying, look out there, too. It's insanity, like just bumper to bumper. And, of course, what do people do? Bottled water, lanterns, bagged ice, all that stuff, if they're going to try to wait it out. Because there are some people that are going to do that. Not everybody's leaving. Some are just going to stay in a boarded up house and see what happens. Take the risk, but just make sure that they have the food. Fill up tubs, get clean water. And for sure there will be people that do that. But the thing with this storm is, it's kind of, if it's slow, that's where you get where you can get more rain. And when they're saying rain could be devastating and life-threatening, and meaning the floods, that's no fooling. And the storm surge, a wall of water 6 to 12 feet between Padre Island, National Seashore area, and Sargent, Texas, that's not good. You know, it's been 9 years since the last hurricane. The people that live in that area aren't necessarily strangers to those conditions, but even with the National Guard and the Air National Guard and the Texas State Guard and anything you can possibly throw at it, there's only so much you can do. If people don't evacuate, that's when it gets really, really scary. The more people that are out of the area, and then if they have to go back, fine. But the more people that are out of the area, the better, because of the questions of flooding, homes, power lines, everything that gets destroyed. It's just really brewing to be an epic, epic disaster. Speaking of disasters, there's a financial crisis looming. Did you know that? I'm sure you did, right? So here's the thing. The Treasury Department says that the debt ceiling has to be raised by September 29th. If not, the government would be not able. So let me make this clear. Not able, unable, nada, no one, couldn't borrow more money or pay bills. So that means we are SOL. That's what it means, brothers and sisters. Not good. How often are we talking about debt ceiling? It's that elusive term. What does a debt ceiling mean? It's serious. The Treasury Department is flat out saying it. We cannot borrow anymore. So it would hurt our credit rating. It could cause a lot of financial turmoil. It could possibly trigger a recession. Oh, I don't like hearing that. Now, is this a bunch of fear talk, panic? No, this is things that can happen. They have to do it. They have to do something with the debt ceiling. Because you know what? This is the weird thing about this. It's not weird, it's reality. Every year we have this discussion. Every year there are different levels of panic that ensue because we have the debt ceiling. You've got Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump at odds and locked in this so-called political Cold War. Not good. Because the president needs McConnell, and really, frankly, McConnell may need the president. But the Senate Majority Leader is not budging. The debt ceiling supposedly is going to be raised. That's what they said earlier this week. Let's hope that with these deadlines looming, that really does happen. Because there has to be some must-pass measures when Congress returns on September 5th. They've got 12 days from the time they return to approve spending measures to keep the government open. So while the budget and the debt cap are kind of separate, they become entwined like roots of trees that grow too close together. So you've got problems with the opponents of a debt ceiling increase fighting, demanding federal spending cuts, and that can really slow things down. So you got to remember this. Before the spending and debt ceiling bills can pass the Republican-led House by a simple majority, fine, but they need 60 votes to pass the Senate. Republicans hold 52 of 100 seats. They need some Democrats to come on board. There's an $80 billion payment that's going to be due to a military retirement fund on October 2nd. Hopefully they can make it. This is the trade-offs that you forget about. I don't forget about them because I know every year we have the same conversation and it gets old and infuriating, but it's the same old song again and again and again. And the blame game. Who did this and why didn't they do that and who should have done this and why didn't this happen? Oh, just make it happen. Make it happen. It's ridiculous. And then the White House says, listen, we're not having problems with the Republicans. Our ties with the Republican leaders are fine. I don't know what you're talking about. In fact, Sarah Huckabee Sanders clarified that and said despite any kind of Twitter attacks between Mitch McConnell, House Speaker Paul Ryan, and the president, there aren't problems. They have shared goals. They're focusing on it. They're disappointed about Obamacare. They failed to get it repealed and replaced, but Trump says he's getting on to whatever else it is that they have to deal with, and it's that, the debt ceiling. Hang with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, times, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming up, Forbes books at bedtime. Guess what's happening? We're going to have a conversation with Ruth Hedges from Crowdsourcing. This woman is incredible. She was one who helped really put crowdsourcing on the map. And some of you missed an interview that we did with her, Greg Stebbin and I, and to me it's priceless. And this woman is a treasure, so you do not want to miss Ruth Hedges. Think of exploding cats and the fact that exploding kittens, the fact that they wanted to raise money for it, and exploding kittens became huge, became so huge. A card game, again, drew people out all over the place. And it raised a ton of money. It jumped all over the place when, to get the thing going, they raised a ton of money to make it happen. And it's one of those huge success stories when it comes to crowdfunding, right? And this is a card game for people who are into kittens and explosions and laser beams and, you know, all that stuff. And so the campaign for exploding kittens was incredible. $8 million, right? Something like that. Just a crazy, crazy number. So we move from that conversation's coming up with Ruth Hedges to a couple of cleanup moments on the show that we're going to talk about and get you ready for, like I said, for that interview with her. And also we've got a mailbag coming up too as well. I think the big concern has to be Harvey, of everything that's left my mouth in this entire time that I've talked, the hellish storm that's going to smash into to landfall, Cat 2, Cat 3, whichever it's going to be, it's not going to be pretty. while that's happening, somebody that I had a chance to spend a little bit of time with, I just interviewed him a couple of times, and I thought he was such a funny guy, is when he played some really vicious characters, funny characters, and he was a talk show host, a radio talk show host, too. And his name was Jay Thomas. Jay Thomas was on Cheers. Remember the show Cheers, where everybody knows your name? So he was a comic and a character actor. He was on Cheers. He was on Murphy Brown. He had a, you know, well-fought battle, I guess, with cancer. And when he wasn't doing his comedy, television, radio thing, even then, people say he was incredibly nice. He used to make a holiday appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman. He did a lot of funny... Letterman liked him. He did a lot of really, really funny funny stuff. And, you know, he's a guy who started in the 80s. He was on Mork and Mindy. He was a deli owner in that show. He won a couple of Emmys for being an outstanding guest actor in a comedy series. And probably in recent years, he was on Ray Donovan. He was on NCIS New Orleans. He was on Bones. You'd recognize him. When you say the word character actor or comedian, you've seen him because he's been in just too much to not know the face, I think. But he will be missed. He had a lot of friends all over the place, and again, was pretty well, he's pretty well liked for sure. So rip to Jay Thomas. Meanwhile, we move on to the Mayweather fight. The Mayweather McGregor fight has captivated a lot of people. Whether it's going to be some kind of a great fight or not, I don't know. As somebody who likes politics, business, and sports, it's just kind of an oddball thing. You know, this is the richest fight of the career of Mayweather and McGregor getting the big bucks, too. There was a report that Floyd Mayweather was at a gentleman's club in the wee hours on Thursday, and some were questioning why would he be there? Wouldn't he be training? He's 49-0 heading into this bout with McGregor, who's way younger than he is. However, McGregor has a whole different set of skills, and boxing is not at all one of his skills. It doesn't mean he can't put up a good effort. Most say that Mayweather should easily clock McGregor, and that's what will happen. That it won't even be, you know, it won't even be close. That remains to be seen. I don't know. Close, it's, you know, they say close only counts in horseshoes. I don't think it's going to be a close fight. I think it is going to be Mayweather, because he just has too much of the experience. I think McGregor is a great fighter for UFC, and the difference with the clubs and what they weigh and all of that, I think will really come to haunt McGregor and not Mayweather for what he's able to do in the ring and how well he knows the sport that he's loved and made a huge living on. I mean, and this is just a whole marketing genius thing. Is what it is, because it's all about the hype more than anything else. So many fans showing up to hear anything to do with them. The promoters are calling this fight, or they were calling their entrance into the arena, the grand arrival. And it's just it's packed. The seats are, you know, all sold. You have celebrities all over the place that are flying in to come in and see this. You had a four-city tour that was happening to really pump up the fight. So it's pay-per-view, massive pay-per-view. Mayweather inches closer to $1 billion in his career earnings. So here's the deal. $250 million on Saturday. Think about that. $250 million. Wow. That's a lot. See, Will have made for his last three bouts $550 million altogether. And this is a guy who's been around a while. His first big fight was back in 2007. He fought Oscar De La Hoya. And that was a big, big fight. In fact, I was looking at the cover of Sports Illustrated back in 2007. There was some pieces of it floating around, links to it or whatever. And the phrase said, the fight to save boxing. And since then, he's gone on to earn more bucks than any athlete who ever hit, you know, was on that cover like that and hit that issue. And did he save boxing? Pay-per-views were through the ceiling. Through the ceiling. And he really amped it up, and he did what he had to do to promote the fight. And I think, you know, that makes a big difference. And he became he became somebody that people could identify with, too. So both of them are incredible, incredible promoters. But will it live up to the hype? That remains to be seen. Because McGregor is such an anomaly in this arena. Can he really step up in an area that is completely, essentially different than what he does against somebody as good as Mayweather? I think it's a very big ask. A huge, huge ask. Will it be close? If it's close, then it'll be worth it. But I don't even know if that's possible. I think Mayweather should just probably clocks him a couple of minutes, you know, a couple of rounds into this quickly. I think that we can go to a caller here who wants to weigh in on the fight, and I understand that. I think we can go to him. Can we go to him, Andy?
Yeah. Hey, young lady. Can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
I'm doing okay. I hadn't talked to you in a while. I wanted to make sure you were safely out of the way of the hurricane.
I am. Luckily, I'm further up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That's where our satellite facility is, so I'm okay.
Yeah. When you're in a bay town like Baltimore, I remember Isabel. The scary thing is, even if you're away from the hurricane, they have these such powerful surges.
I know.
That it just constantly pushes the water onto the land that's not even near there and floods everything out. So people be
who wins the fight? Because we're running out of time.
Yeah,
who wins the fight,
okay.
Tommy?
7-2 odds on the Irish last I checked. So that payout would be if you bet $1,000, you get $4,500. Take away your original bet, you make $3,500 on a $1,000 bet. So
I don't know who's
doing action, but you know, listen, a puncher has a chance. I think it's a chance. Good fight.
He says he has a chance. I hope it's a good fight, Tom. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Well, we're very excited to be joined by Ruth Hedges. Think of Global Crowdfunding Convention in Vegas. I love Vegas. I used to live there, and this is the perfect place for it, right? At the end of October, actually 2 days in October, October 23rd and 24th. And big news as far as Global Crowdfunding Convention is concerned, because they've hooked up with Microsoft, but we'll get to that in a second. First, we need to start from the very beginning. Ruth, thanks so much for popping on with us here at Forbes Books at Bedtime. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This is really exciting stuff.
So tell us, for people who don't know, let's talk about crowdfunding.
Sure.
The beginnings of it, everything.
So actually, the Statue of Liberty was crowdfunded. They did not have. Yes, it was. It's absolutely true. They did not have any place to put it, so they had to crowdfund.
We got the statue.
We got the statue.
What should we do with
really,
it?
Really, they didn't have. And it was going to cost $125,000 of a concrete and yes. whatever else yes. they built to put this on. And so they put an ad in the newspaper. And people gave pennies and nickels and dimes till they came up with $125,000. And that was a lot of, that's millions of dollars in today's yes. dollars.
Right, yes. right.
But that was some of the first crowdfunding.
So the early days of crowdfunding, now we leap forward to now, and that's like a buzzword. You like have it's your own vocabulary when it comes to crowdfunding.
We do.
How big, well, let's talk about the impetus for it. How did this all start?
So when the Internet came into play, we had a way to communicate with a large group of people about causes and about innovation and things that before we would have to meet face-to-face to do. So the technology really helped push crowdfunding. But then there were some people who created the platforms like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, GoFundMe, were the three big ones that came out initially. And then there was a actually one of the platforms that most people don't know about. It's called Artist Share. And it was in before Kickstarter and Indiegogo. And it was for musicians. And in 2003, they launched Artist Share to help musicians fund their music because the...
2003? So 10 years before...
Before
Kickstarter.
Well, Kickstarter is about 2008. So it was really 5 years, let's say.
I am going to interrupt you to tell one on myself. I was at a startup event in New York and met the founders of Kickstarter. They were pitching.
Right.
And I walked away and I thought, that's the stupidest
thing. Oh, my God,
I've
you did
heard.
Not really.
I did not say, can I invest? It was very early on. And I mean, they were just working on the vocabulary. And the. But before you knew what it was such an insane idea that it really didn't make sense until it made sense.
Yeah. And then it's on Artist Share, they've had 29 artists, musicians, nominated for a Grammy, and 10 of them won Grammy Awards.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Do you realize this music would have never existed without crowdfunding? And they are Grammy-quality music. Yeah. This is unbelievable.
You would have had to go to their house and know to knock on their garage door.
Right. Wow. Exactly. Yeah.
Crazy. That's fantastic.
In monetary terms, I mean, the money has to be off the charts. I always say it's what's your wow. Where are we as far as that's concerned, Ruth?
So when I first... did my first convention in 2012. We're doing our sixth global crowdfunding convention this year. The entire industry in the whole world was $1.7 billion. Last year was $65 billion. It was more than venture capital funding.
Well, and there's another piece to this that I think is important. Of that, say the number again, how many billions?
65.
65 billion. What percentage is the thing people think of when they think of crowdsourcing, which is Kickstarter?
Well, it's not crowdsourcing. Crowdsourcing is a different thing.
Okay.
This is crowdfunding.
Right. I mean. But I think when people hear a number like that and this conversation, they think Kickstarter. So I think one of the things we need to do is explain the difference just for starters.
Right, sure. So there are three kinds of crowdfunding. There is what is called donation or cause-related crowdfunding. Everybody knows GoFundMe.
Yes.
Katrina, the Boston bombing, medical causes, $750 million on GoFundMe alone is for medical causes. Then you have people that are just, you know, college tuition. People crowdfund tuition all the time. They crowdfund anything you can possibly think of. That's donation or cause-related crowdfunding. The second kind is called reward crowdfunding. There are several thousand platforms in every language, in every country in the world today where you can crowdfund. It's not just Kickstarter and Indiegogo anymore. There are huge platforms now in China, in Italy, in France, you name it. There's crowdfunding everywhere in the world today. And that's mostly based on reward crowdfunding, where you have a prototype for an idea of product, and you don't have the money for the inventory. So you go to the crowd and you say, hey, look, if you help me with some upfront money, I will give you one of these right off, when we get it manufactured, for below the manufactured suggested retail price.
Maybe it's signed by Sting, or there's a party.
Right.
Or, I mean, it's a reward.
It's a reward. Yeah. But in many cases, it's the thing that is the reward.
Right.
It's not
that's
the baseball cap and the T-shirt that's really compelling people.
It's
that thing. Yeah. I want the drone.
The
I want the 3D.
Cooler where the guy wanted
cooler.
To make
$100,000
and got $10 million in funding.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow,
yes.
So you have to have a favorite story. I know that's hard, but what's your favorite story to come out of now going into your 6 years? Of somebody getting funding?
Well, there's so many of them because I'm obviously immersed in this.
Yeah.
It's like I have a computer chip of stuff. there is a couple of them. One is in January just this year, a board game called Monster 1.5 crowdfunded $1 million in 19 minutes.
Wow.
And then went on to crowdfund $5 million in the first 48 hours.
Holy smokes.
There's
who's the creator?
It's a game company.
Okay.
I don't have
so
any name.
So it's somebody with a background
yes,
in games.
Yes, it's a game, and it's a board game with creatures.
Okay. So it's not even, it's not gaming.
No, it's not gaming.
Digital.
It's an actual board, like a Monopoly kind of board game. And then there's Flowhive, which was, this one blew my mind. They were trying to raise $150,000 for a box that taps into a tree and or into a beehive or something, and you get honey. And they raised $12 million. They were trying to raise $150,000.
Wow.
They raised $12 million in 30 days.
Wow. So what do you attribute that to? Stop for a second. What do you attribute that to? They knew how to tell their story. People were excited about it. It has to be part about the pitch has to be good.
So this is why I put the convention on every year, and this is why I also have a software that helps people understand. You cannot set it and forget it. You cannot build it and they will come. It is a real serious process. It's like applying for a grant, right? If you apply for a grant, you have to fill out a lot of forms and you have to go through a process. Even if you want to go after venture capital funding, how many people go on a roadshow, travel the country? That's a process. They have to get prepared. They have to have a business plan and they have to do all these things. Crowdfunding has a list of things too. And if you don't do them, you will not raise a dime.
Yes.
And even though I can sit here and name hundreds of campaigns that have been extremely successful, I can list thousands of campaigns that have failed miserably.
And maybe somebody gets lucky once in a while because they don't do what you prescribe.
Exactly.
But if you want to do it in a smart, strategic way, you've got
to
go
through the
process.
Right. You have to have a killer video, and you have to have great social footprint. People have to be able to Google
social
you.
Social media is everything.
And know that you are a thought leader in whatever it is you're doing. Write some blog articles. Get some press. For example, I have been in Forbes 7 times. I've been either interviewed or quoted on crowdfunding in your magazine for, you know, a long time.
And
that matters, you know.
Right.
One of the things I want to go back to, so say the name of the honey product again.
Flowhive.
Flowhive. Mm-hmm. They wanted to raise $150,000. They raised $12 million. I want to make sure everyone listening understands that when they raised that $12 million, if they had gone to VCs, they would have given up 30, 50, 70% of their company. This $12 million, they sold product and still own 100% of the company. They didn't sell the company. They sold the product. And that is, I think, one of the most transformational things about this form of funding.
It is. But let me just say, as one of the pioneers of the securities-based crowdfunding, which is now legal to be able to raise money, giving people equity in a company, there was a company called Oculus Rift.
Of course.
Do you remember Oculus? Okay, so they raised $2.5 million on Kickstarter, and then they were bought up for $1 billion.
Right.
And the people, there were 900 people who gave them 9,000 people who gave them $300 so they could have a pair of the 3D glasses when they manufactured them. Those people would have gotten a $40,000 return on that $300 investment.
All right. Well, I take back what I said about the... I get it.
A year and a half later...
Had they invested
had that $300...
And the company would have got their
and
funding.
And the company would have still gotten the funding.
Yes.
And they could have bought themselves a whole lot of glasses for $40,000.
So this really addresses, in part, the qualified investor problem. I mean, startups
Everyone in this room is a angel investor. They just don't know it.
Yes.
You don't have to be accredited investor anymore.
Accredited investor.
You don't have to have a net worth of $1 million or an income of $200,000 for 2 years in a row to be considered an investor in a startup business plan. Before these laws were passed, there was only 8.7 million people in the entire country that were eligible to invest. Meanwhile, you have 240 million other people who have a lot of discretionary money because we spent $1 trillion on Christmas this year. We hit $1 trillion the first time.
It also meant, and this is what made me crazy about the qualified, is it the term qualified investor?
Yeah.
What made me crazy about it is if your next door neighbor created the new Facebook and you believed in it and you wanted to invest... Before crowdsourced equity came along, if you didn't have enough wealth, the government said,
No, you can't
invest. Sorry. You may have picked the best. You could not take any of your money and put it in because the law forbade it. And that, to me, was tragic.
It was tragic because we are sitting on the wealthiest country in the world with so much I live in Las Vegas. Look at all the people that walk into a casino, put money on a craps table, a slot machine. Nobody cares how much they spend. But when it comes to investing, the government feels like they have to get in the middle of this and protect all of us from losing our shirts.
Ruth, hold that thought. We're going to continue our conversation with Ruth Hedges, CEO and founder of Global Crowdfunding Convention, on our next edition of Forbes Books at Bedtime.
In If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
I caught that Frisbee Rambler.
Once again, the mailbag is full, so let's dive right into it. Here's our first one. This one is from Doc. He says, Kate, I was listening to what was being said from the caller in Kentucky, Richard. He was attacking a little bit, I thought, Justin Duckham. You explained it well. He is not jumping on to be just a quotes reporter and rehash what you've already said. He is going to throw a little opinion in there. And frankly, I find it refreshing because you always say that everybody's invited to the party, whether they agree with you or not. And you don't agree 100% across the board with everyone. Neither do I. And I think most people, if they dig in their soul, they realize whatever their ideology is, they don't always agree with what's coming out of Washington, D.C., or perhaps anywhere else. And I think you said it brilliantly. We live in a land of choice. Thank goodness. So in defense of Justin Duckham, I say let him have his opinions because he's the one who covers the White House and sees some of the shenanigans that happen. Let's face it, every administration has them, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. And again, you explained it brilliantly, talking about some of the people that run around like maniacs that surround a president whose really goal in life is to prop that person up and also to look forward to re-election. So how do they do that? They position whatever the statements are. All right, thanks for that. I said it. Yeah, absolutely. I think Richard is actually a good caller. I love my people in Louisville. And he disagreed with the fact that he editorialized, you know, that he thought Justin editorialized, and he definitely threw in his opinion, and he is somebody that is there in Washington, and I do agree that, yeah, I don't 100%. It's like my husband would love it if I 100% agreed with him, but I don't. Now, agree on a lot? Yes, we do, but to agree on everything? No, I do not agree with them even on everything. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Jack, who says, oh, the USS McCain, I love your theory about could it be a cyber attack and that's being floated around. The fact that 10 crew members missing after that, the collision, what a terrible thing that happened. And it's the fourth Navy accident, I think you said that, Kate, in the Pacific since the beginning of the year, which is awful. So I think it's smart that they are, you know, not ruling out anything and that perhaps there is a cyber aspect to it. You mentioned that, and you have had many cyber experts on the show, that there is no bounds to what could possibly happen, and that's the scary thing. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, by the way, the remains, they found the remains for those missing soldiers, sailors, thank goodness, because family member, there is something about being able to have, again, remains, whatever it is, because of funeral arrangements, etc. It's something in our minds that really give us, I don't want to say closure, because is there really closure, but it gives you a sense of something, right? So they did. They found one body at sea. They're trying to see if it's one of the missing soldiers. Divers are searching the flooded areas. They're scouring the seas east of Singapore. They're assessing the damage of the warship, and they say they're just doing an exhaustive search for any potential survivors of bodies. And the search and rescue efforts, they just are going to keep doing that because, again, that's the goal until finally they have to say, we call it, we found XYZ amount of sailors. Terrible tragedy. And what I hope is they get to the bottom of what it specifically is, what specifically happened there. And that's why they're doing this thorough, exhaustive, you know, again, investigation. All right, we move on to another one. This one is from Christopher. And Christopher says, Kate, what do you make of what's happening in the NFL with these protests of the anthems? Are we going to see that it's going to be massively widespread this upcoming season? Because as you mentioned, we're getting closer to the football season. Or will that just be a thing of the past? I think we're going to see it. I don't know if we're going to see widespread. You know, it may be that you'll have a bunch of players. It's not just going to be one player like Colin Kaepernick. And I think part of the problem with the Kaepernick thing was it wasn't a one-time deal. It was consistently happening and built up. And somebody could say, well, hey, he was making a point about some of the atrocities that were happening that were wrong, that were happening in the U.S. And when it comes to African-Americans and some of the police encounters. But then others would say, well, way too far, taking it way too far. And then you have Cowboy owner Jerry Jones saying, hey, nope, none of my players are doing this. We're standing for the national anthem. And I think that there were other ways to protest that might have been more effective. But then you could argue with me, well, baloney, because now you have all these fans. You get this controversy. You have the focus. But here's what I would say. As in anything in life, what's the intended outcome? How are you moving the needle? How are you making relationships better? How are you changing the vernacular? How are you changing the conversation? What's happening across American police departments or in these cities where crime is up, 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 or whatever? How are you changing the culture? And if you're doing something that creates, I'll call it visibility or buzz, whether negative or positive, eventually what you have to say to yourself is this doing anything? Is this leading to anything? Is this leading to change? And is it not leading to change? And in my mind, did it lead to change? And we've had police officers on. We've talked to people about what's happening in different areas and departments and body cams and what could be done and all that stuff. And I don't know that I see a direct correlation. And that's ultimately, again, what you would ask yourself when you're trying to make a difference. You know, I applaud anyone that's trying to make a difference in any kind of those relationships. I have family members who are police officers. I know what it's like. I know mistakes are made. I know that it's horrific when mistakes are made. I know sometimes mistakes are made in a different direction, and just all around, it's very tough to be a cop these days because of the way society is, frankly, the encounters you have with anybody. But I'd say, what is it that really, truly moves the needle? How is the needle being moved? How do you affect the outcome, right? How does that outcome change? So, yeah, I do think there's going to be more protests, but is it going to be, I think it's going to be a group of players versus just like one player on a team. And I don't know, what will the NFL do if this becomes consistent? And the answer is, I think it depends on the team and the team owner, right? Because of the corporation and because of the NFL being a corporation, basically. So it is. So it's up to the league and it's up to the owners. One of the storylines, obviously, we'll be watching. There just was a protest at the Browns-Giants game, and you had the first white NFL player that kneeled during the anthem, and of course that was part of the story certainly there. All right, let's move on to another one because I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple more. By the way, you can shoot me your thoughts, and we'll dive deeper into this at americatonight.net, or you can always tweet me, Kate S. Delaney. Kate S. Delaney is the way to let your Twitter thoughts fly. This one is from Matthew, and Matthew says, Kate, I'm so sick of the if it leads, it bleeds, the nonsense, the I get it, it's life, it's real, it's gritty, it's raw, but can we not take a breath and enjoy anything around us? You know, you get bombarded when you're working, you get bombarded by bills, you get bombarded by what's happening with our health care. We're really, as you say, the tsunami coming out of Washington just washes over us, and it's like flotsam that we can't get rid of. Explain to what flotsam is, Kate, if people don't know. And I think it's time that we get to talk about good things once in a while. I loved it when you did your daily salute. Please, please bring that back. We need some good news to listen to. We have brought back the daily salute, but it's not daily. We're going to make it daily. And you're right. Yeah, it's times when we want our head to explode, but we're conscientious and we care about this country, and that's part of the deal. And that's why the conversation gets so heated the way it is. Flotsam, by the way, is the stuff that comes in that's floating on the water. So garbage, basically. Could be somebody's threw their paper in the water. It could be an old tire, whatever it is. The flotsam that floats in from the ocean, from the river. It's the stuff on top. Usually it's flotsam stuff that you don't want to see, but it can be stuff that's not necessarily, you know, man-made or plastic or whatever, but often it is that. Thanks for all of your emails. Appreciate it. Remember, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Don't want a label. That's fine. Email me your thoughts anytime, day or night, 24/7. The mailbag is open, americatonight.net. And thanks for listening to this hour and this version of America Tonight.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.